What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Stacks, where we're covering everything going on in the past 7 days or so since last update in the Stacks ecosystem. And as usual, there's been just an absolute S-ton of stuff going on. And in this episode, we'll cover the Miami automated mining pool for Miami Coin. Gina with Stacker Chats released two episodes, one with Muneeb and one with Chiante Su, which is the co-founder of Alex. There's been a bunch of NFT launches. Like, NFTs are officially here on Bitcoin. There's been like five launches in the past week or so. I got to interview the CEO of Layer, Ala Koretsky, and there is now a Lightning bridge that allows Stacks to talk with Lightning channels. And Jude, just today, released his proposal on what app chains are, how they work, and it's already live on testnet. So that's what we're covering today. I'm going to cover each point a little bit and just give you kind of overview of each piece. And then if you want to, in the Sigil blog post, you can deep dive into any of these and learn more. So let's get into it. And number one, let me check out my list over here, is Miami Pool. Miami Pool has launched. It was made by some of the guys at Civita Guild. If you go to mine.miami, it'll take you straight to the main page where you can see how the rounds are going. You can add funds. But basically what this does is Miami Coin is a mining process where you send over stacks to this contract, and 30% goes to the city of Miami and 70% goes to Miami Coin stackers. And when you put in your stacks, every block you have a weighted proportion, like a chance, a probability to win. So, it's been lucrative for some people. But if you were a solo player and not part of a pool, it was hard to have the amount of numbers and stacks to really make it worth your while and not just get like totally lost and lose it all. So they put together this automated solution where you just put in stacks, it bids on your behalf, and then pays you out your proportion of the blocks won over the course of 150 blocks. And it's always continuing to raise and mine and claim and pay out Miami Coin in this automated fashion. So pretty cool thing. We're quickly seeing infrastructure being built around Miami Coin, especially in this hackathon month. And this is one of the earlier things. We had MIAMining.com launch, which gave us a lot of data on how Miami Coin is being mined and like the stacks committed per block. But this is now allowing anybody who has stacks to get involved in the process of mining and spread out some of their risk over time. So yeah, pretty cool. I'd check it out. I've been playing with it a little bit, and the website is mine.miami if you're curious. Number two on the list, of course, it wouldn't be talking about crypto in 2021 if it wasn't about NFTs. And there was a few big launches in the past week. There was a photography collection, black and white collection, that is one of ones, and there's six in total, and they were selling for 1,000 stacks each, and I think they sold within 24 hours, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that might be the most expensive mint release so far. We also had Stacks Pops come out and sell out. We have Bell's Witches, which just launched, I think, 2 days ago as of this airing, and they've been selling pretty well. Mandelbrots, which are like a mathematical, algorithmic, cool-looking designs, they've launched, and Disruptors just launched today. And most of these collections have been on StacksArt.com, but Disruptors is the first kind of one I've seen where it's released on a secondary platform, so we're getting some competition, which is kind of cool. I'm going to put the link in the description to how to get there. Been a busy week for NFTs. It's getting pretty wild. I've been buying one of each release just to cover my bases. You know, I don't want to be left out. Wish I would have got a Satoshi Bowl back in the day. What else we got? Citycoin's wallet update. It is now at just over 6.8 million right now, as of current prices, so by the time this next video airs in about a week, it's going to be well over 7 million in, like, what, 50-something days? Like, that's crazy. So Citicoin's still going big, exciting to watch. Gina and the Hero team on their YouTube has released two Stacker Chat videos this week. One with Muneeb. He went to the Messari mainnet conference in New York, I believe it was. And he gave his thoughts on how the conference was. And he gave some pretty interesting takes on building on Bitcoin versus building your own chain, which I thought I highly recommend you watching. He goes into a little bit of how building on Bitcoin and working within the confines of Bitcoin is a difficult problem. And so a lot of people are just working with a blank sheet of paper and going straight to whatever they want to, creating their own layer one. And a lot of these are going to proof of stake instead of trying to work in these different kind of like creating their own algorithms or these own like mechanisms and working within the confines of Bitcoin. But then that attaches you to the most solid rock that we have as a base layer, which is Bitcoin, which is going to continue to expand. And if you build on, if you build next to that, it expands it even faster instead of being its own siloed thing. I cannot say it as well as he can. Highly recommend you watch that video. If you search Stacker Chat's Muneeb, the Bitcoin economy, it'll be the first thing that pops up. Highly recommend it. There was also another Stacker Chat video with one of the founders of Alex. Chiante Su is her name. And I don't even know what to say about this one. Like, I've seen Chiante on her demo day, and I've seen her on some of the crypto internet shows on Twitter Spaces, and I just want to see her win. Like, she's hilarious, she's got great energy, but she is super, super smart, knows her stuff, and I think Alex is building is, right now, is they say they're building the primitives for DeFi on Bitcoin. So they're building all the base level blocks that become the things that you can then abstract on top of and build more and more complex things. Highly recommend that video. Chiante is hilarious. And Alex, I think, is building something super interesting. I think this is the fifth thing. Something else that dropped. I got to interview the CEO of Layer, Ala Koretsky. And Layer is trying to remove as many of the barriers as possible for minting for the non-dev person. So, you know, you just have a picture or a collection of things that you want to mint as NFTs and then sell them to your friends, you know, on the other side of town or on the other side of the country or around the world. And they want to pay in maybe not crypto because they're not bought in yet, but they want to use their credit card. Layer is offering that. They are doing easy minting in like a Dropbox style interface. They give you a storefront to like type in and share that link easily. You'll get your own distinct and discreet storefront. And if they want to, they can buy in stacks or they can buy with a USD credit card. So like these are the things that making the user experience actually seamless is going to be the best way to onboard people to crypto because they don't even know they're using crypto stuff. So yeah, I'm super, super, super amped about Layer. I'm going to be using this as soon as it goes to mainnet. And so you can check that interview out on the Built on Bitcoin podcast. If you just type in Built on Bitcoin, Layer, it'll pop right up. Two more things that happened this week. Someone by the name of PseudoZach has been working on a grant that will bridge the Lightning Network, which is the L2 of Bitcoin, with Stacks. And I think some of his stuff is now live. It's working. I don't know too much of the specifics because I'm a dummy, but I'm super bullish on Lightning as a network. I mean, we're seeing with Twitter and their tips thing, that's utilizing the same network. So being able to open up these channels and have super low transaction costs that's fast when it comes to finality and transaction time can open up a lot for different functionality within Stacks. So that's super dope. And just this morning, Jude released his AppChains proposal, how he wants to bring it to life. And it's already active. There's a testnet contract that is working. And the basic idea is it's kind of like how Stacks interacts with Bitcoin. You'll make subchains that interact with Stacks in that same way. So if you think about how Stacks sends a transaction to Bitcoin, and that becomes like a hash identifier that then can be pulled back into Stacks, and you can look inside that on the Stacks network and see everything that's confirmed in those blocks. That's how it's going to work on app chains, where if you have a an expensive to run contract, say like minting big NFTs, like videos or something, or audio files, you would run that as an app chain, and then each individual block would settle on Stacks as just a regular transaction. But you could abstract away into your app chain on your service, your website, and handle all of that stuff on your own. The complexity of it is that each app chain will have its own miners. So you have to find people and incentivize them. And that doesn't mean you have to have your own token, it looks like. So, but interesting idea. It's like proof of transfer is recycling Bitcoin's hash power, and app chains are recycling the idea of proof of transfer again to make your applications more scalable. Yeah, I gotta read the paper again. But all this stuff is going to be linked below, so check it out. This has been the episode. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Love y'all. Peace.